August 31, the eternal reward of reaching out. When thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Luke 14:13-14. It is the reward of Christ's workers to enter into his joy. That joy to which Christ himself looks forward with eager desire is presented in his request to his Father. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. The angels were waiting to welcome Jesus as he ascended after his resurrection. The heavenly host longed to greet again their loved commander, returned to them from the prison house of death. Eagerly they pressed about him as he entered the gates of heaven, but he waved them back. His heart was with the lonely, sorrowing band of disciples whom he had left upon Olivet. It is still with his struggling children on earth who have the battle with the destroyer yet to wage. Father, he says, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Christ's redeemed ones are his jewels, his precious and peculiar treasure. They shall be as the stones of a crown, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In them he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And will not his workers rejoice when they too behold the fruit of their labors? Every impulse of the Holy Spirit leading men to goodness and to God is noted in the books of heaven, and in the day of God, everyone who has given himself as an instrument for the Holy Spirit's working will be permitted to behold what his life has wrought. Wonderful will be the revealing as the lines of holy influence with their precious results are brought to view. What will be the gratitude of the souls that will meet us in the heavenly courts as they understand the sympathetic, loving interest which has been taken in their salvation. All praise, honor, and glory will be given to God and to the Lamb for our redemption, but it will not detract from the glory of God to express gratitude to the instrumentality he has employed in the salvation of souls ready to perish. The redeemed will meet and recognize those whose attentions they have directed to the uplifted Savior. What blessed converse they have with these souls. I was a sinner, it will be said, and you came to me and drew my attention to the precious Savior as my only hope, and I believed in him. What rejoicing there will be as these redeemed ones meet and greet those who have had a burden in their behalf. Review and Herald, January 5, 1905.